And what I'm going to teach on now is the importance of having a master plan. This is in direct response. Leonardo, who I don't believe you're live on the call now. You said you couldn't make it, but you'll be listening to this later. Leonardo has been working on, you've been putting together your master plan over the course of the last couple of weeks and simultaneously working on some other things. And I've been kind of pushing, as I think I have some of the others, I've been pushing you, Leonardo, to finalize this master plan. And what I want to do today, I just in that email kind of bouncing back and forth, maybe I haven't been totally clear on what that master plan looks like. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you kind of a concise picture of what it looks like, and then I'm going to give you my master plan as an example. And obviously yours is going to be different. I'm always a little hesitant to give away something that is so pertinent just to my business, because I've found in the past when I do this, other people go, okay, well, if that's what's working for Sean, I'm going to do exactly what he's doing. And, well, I mean, if you've got different goals and desires than I do, if you're in a different niche or realm than I do, if you sell at a different price point than I do, if you have a different personality than I do, then my exact master plan isn't going to work for you. And so I want it to be what it is, but I'm, you know, the purpose of sharing it with you is to serve as an example, not to be something that in any way that says this is the master plan to use if you're in this business, because I don't believe that it is, although in many ways it's close. So let's talk about a master plan. First of all, what is it? So a master plan is a plan that will tell you in a concise format, okay, it will tell you exactly what it is that you want to accomplish in a given time period and what you're going to do to accomplish that. Okay. As you can see by the definition I just gave you, that could mean probably 100 different things, and that's why I'm going to give you an example and I'm going to give some ideas about it. Okay. One idea is that it should be concise, meaning that it should fit on no more than 2 or 3 sheets of paper. Preferably, it should be able to be summarized on the back of a napkin. Literally, on the back of a napkin. So on a half a size sheet of paper, you should be able to summarize your master plan. It should be concise enough that if you look at your master plan every day for 30 days, then it's etched in your memory and you know what it is. Okay? It should also be something that is preferably, I'm going to sound like a caveman here, but it should preferably be on paper. Okay, now I know that for some of you, you do everything electronically. And obviously, if that's the only way that you can do it, then that's okay. But the key here with using paper is that it should not easily be changed. And the danger with making our plans and saving them on a word processor is that every time we open our master plan or we open our list of plans, it's so easy to say, oh, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore, but I'm going to do this. It's so easy to read an email from somebody that says, oh, I'm so excited because I found a new way to drive traffic, and I'm going to do this, and buy my program, and you jump on the bandwagon, and you say, you know what, I'm having trouble with traffic, I'm going to put this new traffic source in my master plan. A month later, you buy it out, it doesn't work. So, hey, if you get the idea here, you're constantly changing your master plan if it's easy to change. Whereas if you put it on a piece of paper, or you put it on a piece of paper and you laminate it, or you put it on a piece of paper and then you put it in a frame and hang it on the wall, it's not so easy to change it. I mean, sure, you can change your master plan. This is not to say that you can't evaluate it. You want to you want to be sure that you're not making hair trigger changes to your master plan. It needs to be something that's going to guide you from month to month to month. You'll be able to use your master plan as a daily guide. As a daily guide in this way. Every single day you can pull out your master plan and you can look at your master plan and ask yourself the question, what is the next thing that I need to do in order to fulfill the goals on my master plan? And when you have your master plan right in front of you, it's really easy to do that. One of the challenges I know that entrepreneurs often have, I have had this challenge in the past. Sometimes I run into this challenge now. You wake up in the morning and you say, I have all these things to do. What should I do next? And you spend all day doing anything but what needs to be done next. And when you look at the day, you think, wow, what a waste. And I have those days from time to time. Yesterday was a day where I got to about lunchtime, and I had that happen to me. You know what? What a waste. I've worked for 4 hours and done maybe 20 minutes worth of actual work. I've been working, but actual something I can show for 20 minutes worth. And over lunch, I thought to myself, you know what? I have the opportunity to change my day. And so I did. I said, I'm going to change my day and end up having a productive day. With your master plan, you look back at your master plan, and you look at your master plan every morning or the night before for the next morning, you can say, okay, what's the next thing that I need to do in order to fulfill my master plan? Okay. The next question you're able to ask is, what's the one thing I can do today that in light of my master plan would make today a success? Okay. That's what that master plan is able to do for you. Your master plan is not going to contain all kinds of directions for getting it done. It's not going to have tons of details in it. Those are things that are going to change maybe quite a bit from time to time. Okay, your master plan is going to be more big picture oriented. It's going to be more goal oriented. However, it is going to give you enough information that you know the entire flow of the things that have to happen in your business. See, now, once you have your master plan, again, I'm going to give you an example in just a moment by sharing with you mine. Once you have your master plan, everything that you do all day long, you can ask yourself, is what I am doing moving me closer to the goal stated in my master plan? Okay, so let's just say, different people do this differently, okay, but let's just say that you were to, this would drive me crazy to do this, okay, this works for some people, and that is to set a little egg timer. Every 30 minutes, they set the egg timer, and they reevaluate their last half hour, and it serves as a moment to change their destiny for the day if they're working on something that is not working for them. I do this periodically through the day, but I'm not regimented about it. So whatever works for you. What you can do is you're going through the day. Let's say you happen to find yourself, you've spent 45 minutes on YouTube, for example, trying to figure out how to do something, okay? And when you started to try to figure out how to do it, you thought it was really important. But after 45 minutes, you have to ask yourself, is it this important? Would I be better off just hiring somebody to teach me to do it? Would I be better off buying a quick product to teach me to do it instead of spending 40? Or would I be better off just finding a different way to do it? So the question is, after 45 minutes of whatever it is, let's just say that it's spending time on a search engine or a video site trying to figure out how to do something, you ask yourself, is what I've been spending the last 45 minutes on, is it bringing me closer to my goals stated on my master plan? If it is, you could continue to do it. But if it's not, then it's time to change gears. And you can do the same thing when you're answering emails. You know, let's just say that you get 200 emails in every single day. And you say, it takes me 2 hours to go through these emails. Well, ask yourself, out of those 200 emails, how many of those emails actually progress your progress, you'll create progress towards your master plan? 10 of them, maybe, 10 of them. If that's the case, the very first thing you should do in the morning is delete the 190 that do not move you closer to your master plan. You're left with the 10 that move you closer to your master plan, and then implement it. And I could go on and on and on with tips and ideas and things like that, but those are just examples of how your master plan can keep you on track, because you can literally refer to your master plan all the way through the day and ask yourself, is what I'm working on or what I'm getting ready to work on going to move me closer to the goal stated in my master plan? The final thing that a master plan will do for you, and this is something that would be really hard to quantify or clarify for you right now using words, is it will create an incredible level of clarity. I'm even going to go so far as to say, and I don't want to sound woo-woo here or anything, but it will give you an incredible sense of peace. Because as soon as you have everything codified on a master plan, you no longer have in the back of your mind that little loop, that little track going, that says, am I doing everything? Am I doing everything? Is there anything else that needs to be added in? Have I completed everything? Am I doing everything I need to be doing? Is there something else I need to do? You know how it is. You're this mental loop that's going on and on. It never shuts down. It never shuts down when you go to bed, when you wake up in the morning, and it can run you down. Once you have your concise goals with concise steps to making that happen on a sheet of paper that you're going to consider not easily changed, okay? I'd love to be able to call it solid and set in stone and you're only allowed to change it every 90 days. I don't want to be that rigid about it. But once you have it solid enough that it's not going to change from day to day, it's amazing the level of peace that you'll feel, the relaxation that goes along with that, and an incredible level of clarity about your business. Because every single day when you wake up, you know exactly what you need to do to get to the next step. Okay, so I'll go ahead and give you my... In fact, before I give it to you, I'm going to give you one example. I want to give you one example, a real-life example. We probably all struggle with it, okay? It's something I struggle with over time. Many, many people struggle with it. If you don't struggle with it, you may not understand what I'm getting ready to share with you. But let's look at the challenge of trying to keep our weight under control. Something I've struggled with for 10 or 15 years, okay? And so every single day we wake up and we just say, okay, today I'm just going to try to eat better. I'm going to try to exercise better. And that's all we do. And it's not working for us. Maybe it works for some people. If that's not working for us, how much clarity would we have if we were to put together a master plan for, let's say, getting into better shape, okay? And we were to say, okay, well, 3 times a week I'm going to do this kind of exercise for this period of time. 2 times a week I'm going to do this kind of activity. And for 2 of my 3 meals each day, I'm going to have this level of clarity and focus, and I'm going to write it down. And every single day when I wake up, I'm going to say, okay, what am I going to do today? Okay, well, I'm going to do that level of exercise for 30 minutes, and I'm going to eat, you know, a certain level of food for these particular 2 meals, or whatever the master plan is. I'm just kind of throwing something out there. It gives you an incredible level of clarity. In fact, that's one of the reasons, a little rabbit trail for you here, that's one of the reasons why fitness and weight loss programs sell so well online. Because even though people could do all of the exercises in the videos, and even though people could do the diets on their own by using a master plan, if they don't, they feel scattered and they don't have direction. And if they invest their money in a 13-week exercise program that tells them what to do every single week, then they're able to follow through and get results. And what happens is, typically at the end of a 13-week plan, is because they're out of weeks in their 13-week plan, they fall off the bandwagon, so to speak. They get away from their health, and 13 weeks later, they're ready for another one. The assumption is, boy, I wasn't planning to go here. The assumption is, in their mind, that you see, when they finish the first 13-week plan, they're really excited because they got results. 13 weeks later, they're back to where they were when they began the 13-week program. And mentally, in their mind, the assumption is the first 13-week plan did not work, because if it had worked, they would have maintained their success. Well, the program actually did work. The reason they didn't maintain their success is because they didn't use the program continuously for another 13 weeks. Because of that, they go looking for another 13-week master plan from somebody else. That's why those two niches do so well over time, just literally time and time and time again. However, with a master plan like what I'm getting ready to share with you, people, whether it's anything in personal transformation, they're able to do it without having to come up with brand new 13-week guides. Okay, that was a bit of a rabbit trail. That wasn't on my notes. Hopefully that was valuable to you. I'm going to give you my master plan for my business. And by the way, I've got master plans for several other areas of my life, and you can do the same thing. Okay, I'm going to give you my master plan again. I give this to you with much hesitation, because I don't want anybody to feel like if you're not using my master plan, you can't have success. That's not true. There's 1,000 different master plans that you can put together. Your master plan does need to be logical. It does need to meet your goals, et cetera, but it doesn't need to be mine. So having said that, let me give it to you, okay? I have 3 sections to my master plan, okay, for my business. Those 3 sections are traffic, relationships via emails in an email campaign, and products and coaching programs, okay? Those are the 3 sections of my master plan. So I'll give those to you again. Traffic is one section. Traffic is basically attracting prospects. Relationships via an automated email campaign. Okay, that's the 2nd section of my master plan. And the 3rd section of my master plan is the products that I sell in a coaching program. Okay? In the first part of my master plan, okay, there are 3 elements. The first part of my traffic section of my master plan, there's 3 elements. My article strategy, okay, my email marketing strategy, and my pay-per-click strategy, okay? Those are the 3 components that I focus on for traffic, okay, that are on my master plan. Now, before I go further in the master plan, let's relate 1 item to the use of my master plan. Every single morning, I can pull out my master plan and ask myself this: what do I need to do today on my article marketing plan? Okay? And so I may look at the number of articles that are in queue. I can ask myself, do I need to order more articles from article writers? Do I want to spend some time writing some articles? Or do I have enough articles? Okay? And I can ask myself, okay, how many articles need to be submitted today? Who's going to submit those articles? Where do they need to be submitted? Okay, now keep in mind that on something like my article marketing plan, it's pretty much exactly the same every single day. It's literally a 5-minute exercise to glance at it, say, okay, this needs to be done, that needs to be done, and then go ahead and have it implemented. Okay? And then same thing for each of the other traffic sources. Okay? Solo email marketing. Am I going to buy another solo ad today? Am I going to buy 5? Am I going to spend 20 minutes evaluating the results of last month's solo ads? Okay? And then the same thing for a pay-per-click campaign. It gives me crystal clarity. Every single day, I'm able to look at the first part of that master plan and say, what do I need to do to keep on track? Okay, let's move to the next one. The next step in my master plan is relationships and emails. Okay, and the core part of my email campaign is there's 2 campaigns. There's a 90-day, and when I say 90 days, it has some flux to it. Okay, so from time to time, it may have 100 or 110 days or, you know, whatever the case is, and it may have lingering emails that go on, you know, over time. But for the most part, it's a 90-day entry-level campaign, so if somebody has not been on my list before, they come to this list, and for 90 days, they're exposed to my teachings, they're offered some introductory-level products, because I want them to have an opportunity at a low cost to be able to, let's just call it what it is, taste my products, get a flavor for my products. Some people like me, some people don't like me. And the only way that they can find out is they can buy something. And so I make it really easy for them to buy something. Once they bought that first thing, then they are moved automatically through automation to a buyer's campaign. And in a buyer's campaign, now we continue to deal with the relationship end of things by building up through content, through questions, and through correspondence, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But now what we're doing is we're focusing, instead of an entry-level product that teaches people one thing, instead the products begin to take on a more advanced level, that begin to have coaching program offers, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? And so the offers that go to those people that have never bought, and the offers that go to people that have bought, are different. And so they're just simply automated in those campaigns. Okay? And so every single day, I can look at this master plan, and I can say, what about that 90-day campaign? Am I happy with it, or do I want to change some emails in it? Now, usually the answer is no. Okay, I don't want to make any changes. And normally when those changes occur, it's as a result of taking 20 minutes and running some statistics on emails and saying, okay, these 3 emails are no longer performing. And you go in and say, okay, we're going to make some changes here. The same thing with the buyer campaign. They, you know, 90-day buyer campaign, are there some elements of it that need to be changed? Most of the time the answer is, well, no, nothing needs to be changed here. Okay? And then I move to the third part of the master plan, which is the products and the coaching program. you know, in my case, I don't do as much product creation these days as I used to because of the number of products. The other day I counted up the number of unique products, and I think I came up with 33 unique products, and I believe I've added 3 since that time. So if I'm counting correctly, I have 36 unique products that I sell over time, okay? And then I have the coaching program that over time has been fine-tuned, you know, it works like a fine-tuned machine. Okay, so when I evaluate products in the coaching program, you know, that's often going to be something where it's also a case of, well, no, I'm not adding anything today. But this is the one place where I want to talk about it a little bit more as if I were more involved in product creation right now today. Okay? And it's not to say that I'm not involved in product creation. In fact, I still create quite a bit of training material. But I just don't have the same focus that I had when I had, let's call it, 0 products. And so for somebody that has 0 products or 2 products, you know, when they go through their master plan, they might look at their master plan and say, oh, I don't have any products. The question would be, what could I do today to get a product? And I'm just going to, just another quick example here. Well, do you have 3 hours today? Okay, great. If you have 3 hours today, what if you were to take 15 minutes of those 3 hours and write up a quick outline, and then for 3 segments of an hour and 45 minutes, that'd be 2 hours and 45 minutes, you were to just record 2 hours and 45 minutes of your knowledge about your topic from your outline, and at the end of the day, you would now have a product to sell. And then tomorrow when you woke up, you'd go through traffic relationships, and you get the products, you'd say, okay, I've got this product, but I don't have a sales letter. And you would say, okay, how can I write a sales letter today? So if you've never written a sales letter before, what you probably don't want to do is get a sales letter template instead of trying to write one, because it takes you 3 weeks to write your first one, where you take an hour with a sales letter template. So you might go over to MarlinSalesLetters.com and get sales letter template software, and in 2 hours, you have a sales letter, and so you're done for the day. And the next day, you wake up, you do the same thing. Oh, what do I need to do? Oh, well, now I need to write some emails promoting the product. Okay, so that's what that segment would look more like. It doesn't look like that as much for me today. However, let me say this. When I get an idea for creating a product, that's how I usually create it, okay? You know, somebody asks me if I teach on something and I don't, and I think, wow, I wonder how many other people could use that training. A lot of times I'll grab a sheet of paper and I will write down on that sheet of paper what are all the things I know about that topic. And then I evaluate that sheet of paper and I ask myself, would this be valuable? If I were to teach on this, would this be valuable? Would this help people? Then I ask myself, how long would it take? And of course, it would take 15 minutes. I might just record it for 15 minutes and give it away as a freebie. But if it might take 5 hours to teach, I might think, okay, would it be worth taking 5 hours out of next week to just teach on this? I don't have a product on this. Somebody wants information. I already have one buyer. Somebody wants some information. I already have one buyer. And likely, if this buyer is anything like other people on my list, they'd probably buy too. And, well, then I would go ahead and create the product. And then that's usually how my product creation happens. You know, I get a moment of inspiration based on a question somebody asked, or, you know, an inspiration that happens to me, and I say, wow, maybe this is something I should create or do, and then I do it. Okay, let's sum this up. So we're looking back at the master plan. Again, this was an example of my master plan. I want you to notice how concise it is. Okay? Now, obviously, in my mind, I know all of the steps that have to happen for article marketing to occur. I don't have to write down those steps. You might have to. You might have to write down the steps. Number one, think of a title. No, think of a topic. Number two, think of a title. Number three, write the article. Number four, write the resource box. Number five, go to Easing Articles. Number six, submit the article. Number seven, congratulations. Okay, I mean, you may need to do that. For me, I mean, I blink my eye and all of those things go before my eye and I say, okay, those are all the things that have to be done. It's just second nature. It will be second nature for you over time. Same thing with the other traffic sources. Relationships and emails. You know, after you've written hundreds and hundreds of emails, it's easy to put 90 of them into a campaign. And then once you have 90 in a campaign, whether they're good or they're bad, it's really easy every single day to just wake up and take your worst email out and write one more new email to put it to replace the one you took out. Okay, and then for product creation, you know, when you're first starting out, there's so many ideas of things that you could create in your niche. So many ideas, so many questions that people have, you could create a product for each one of those ideas. So it's going back to the master plan. It's concise. It's solid. It doesn't change. It's the same master. It's the same master plan I've had for with minor changes for maybe 4 years. And really, if you were to look at compared to my master plan 5 years ago, it's about 80% the same. Okay, as literally at the very beginning. Okay, I can take this master plan and every single day ask myself, what's the next thing I need to do for each one of these steps in light of these steps? Okay, and what's the one thing I can do today that would make today a success? One final thing, two final things. The first final thing about this master plan, okay, is that this master plan is designed so that if I do this master plan in an appropriate volume, I will be able to meet my goals. Okay, now let's just assume that my goals are purely financial, okay, based on my statistics, on how many people need to come onto my list, spend so much money, I'm able to look at this and say, if I want to make this much money, I need this many visitors, this many subscribers, this many emails, and this many products. You know, when you're first starting out, you don't have that. You have to do what I did at first, and that's just have faith that somebody will buy something, and you follow through with the steps, and then over time, as you make sales, you're able to begin to correlate visitors to sales, subscribers to sales, number of products to sales, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the bottom line is, the more traffic you get, the more subscribers you have, the more emails you have, the more products you have, and obviously assuming everything's a high quality, okay, then the more money that you'll make. And it's easier to work backwards and say, I want to make this much money this year, I need to have sell this many products, I need to have this many emails to do it, and I need to have this many visitors or subscribers in order to make that happen. When you create your master plan with your final goal in mind, you no longer have to wake up every day and think about your goal. You can simply focus on implementing the steps in the master plan. Okay, now, because of the fact that you have this clarity on your master plan, distractions become less of an issue. Because, see, distractions occur. We allow distractions to occur mostly when we don't have something we're really digging our teeth into. Okay? You know, just as an offline example, let's say that you and your friends get together to play a game of football. Okay? Or you and your friends get together to crochet an Afghan. Okay? And if you're crocheting your Afghan, or if you're outside playing football and you get an email, you're probably not going to stop and look at the email. If you're outside playing football, you're probably not going to answer the telephone. And if you're quilting, maybe you'd answer the telephone. But hopefully you get my idea here. If you are intently working on something, then all of the things that tend to distract, like phone calls and emails, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they don't distract. And if you have crystal clarity in your master plan on what you are to be working on, your focus is on what you're working on, not on avoiding distractions. You can say, you know what? I'm just going to work on this for 45 minutes. I'm going to pretend I'm playing football for 45 minutes. I'm outside. I can't hear the phone ring, and I can't hear the emails beep. I'm just going to work for 45 minutes. And then you, it's much easier to do it. Okay? Now, please understand, I realize that's easier said than done. It does take a matter of willpower and mental effort to do it. But when you have this master plan, it makes it much easier. And the second thing is, notice, because I have my master plan in front of me every single day, I have incredible clarity on my day. I know what I'm going to work on every single day because it's spelled out in my master plan. Okay.